I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today in the booth, we have Akesh Gill Coleman. And she has a very exciting project. It's called Metropolis. So tell us about it.
Okay. Well, the inspiration for this Metropolis was makerspaces. Mm-hmm. And it was through an email that was sent to me by Candy Mackey, the Assistant Director General at ETSB, Easter Township School Board.
Right.
And the subject heading said, dream it, make it, see it. Accessible makerspaces. And so I thought, what's that? And I took a look at it. And what it is, a makerspace is a creative, do-it-yourself space where people can gather to create, invent, and learn. And I thought, well, that sounds pretty amazing. And that sounds like something that I would want to be a part of. Now, last summer, Edward Pedersen approached me. And he's a neighbor of ours in Canterbury. Mm-hmm. And he was looking for volunteers to join a committee to help take part in creating a community center through a local church, Christ Church Canterbury.
Okay.
And that is an old church that was built in the late 1800s in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And you know how it is now. Churches, local churches, they're not as popular nowadays. And many of them are going into disrepair or are being used for something other than a church, but not something community related.
That's right.
And exactly. When Ed came to see me, he says he wanted to do something community related. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want it just our town, because Canterbury is part of a neighborhood in the town of Barrie.
Okay.
He said he wants it for everyone. Anglophone, Francophone, people in Scotstown, La Patrie, East Angus, Cookshire, Sawyerville, and further out too, if somebody wants to come out and visit, if somebody's coming from Montreal or, or out in Ontario. So I said, you know what? I like your idea. Let me see what I can come up with.
Okay.
So suddenly I get that email, and I brought my students down to see the presentation at Bishop's, and I was blown away. It was just amazing. The makerspace, what it is, it's a room, and it could be a room, it could be a building, where you have access to resources, tools, ideas, stations. All these tools and ideas are built in stations. A station can be about robotics and programming. It can be about working with circuitry. With textile circuitry, you name it, stop motion filming with Lego pieces or claymation. You teach the students the content, but the goal isn't so much the product. The goal is, here's the content, here are your supplies, create. And it's through the opportunity to invent, make a mistake, adjust, make another mistake, but the point is you keep learning, and this resilience builds up, because it's not about the final product, it's about going through that process.
Okay, so it's not about whether it's correct or not, it's about learning and trying different things. Right?
Exactly, trying. And in the quote in our proposal on the website, on the Learning Project website, I start off with a professor who says, how can you ask the young people of today to grow up and become the builders if we never allow them to make anything? And to make something in a safe, open, caring environment that is like, there's no worry of judgment. It's all about the process and learning and trying and building up that resiliency and building up that self-confidence in yourself.
That's so important, the self-confidence. I don't know of any other place in the townships that's like that. Do you?
Offhand, no. I don't. I know that there are many teachers that are using a lot of these concepts in the classroom, which I'm so excited about.
Right.
And that's what I love, because I know that there's people that I can go to when it's not my area of specialty. Mm-hmm. Robotics is not my area of specialty. But I've seen my son, who's studying at Alexander Galt, he takes a class in the science concentration, and they're doing robots. They're doing a study on, and so I watch and I see and I think, look at these kids. They're so engaged. They're so interested. Mm-hmm. And same if someone's in some kind of a concentration in arts or in sports. It's you dive in and you just try. And it's about just trying and learning and getting better. Like, so in a way, there's the idea of makerspace everywhere, but this situation, Metropolis, is specifically to design that.
Okay. And if I understand right, it's geared toward children from 9 years old to 17 years old?
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. That's where we'd like to focus on in the Inspired Minds, the learning project.
So it's bilingual, and essentially you want to turn the Canterbury, the church here, the Anglican Church, Canterbury Church, into a community center.
Yes. Right. I myself am not fully bilingual.
Right.
So, and I mentioned that in the proposal, but the way I look at it, I don't want anyone to feel like they can't be there.
Right.
So if you're a student who predominantly speaks in French, I don't want you to think that you can't come and learn about robots or learn about medieval weaponry, because it's not about learning necessarily the vocabulary. You'll be taught the content and the ideas and the systems that you need to know to do the activity. Mm-hmm. But it's about doing. So if you only know a little bit of French, well, that's what Google Translate is for. That's what dictionaries in the classroom are for. We're going to be there for you to help you. But again, it's not about language. And in the end, creation and invention is a universal language.
Great. So nobody's essentially left out, whether they're Anglophone or Francophone or bilingual.
No, absolutely not. And you don't have to be from Barrie. You can be any town. Mm-hmm. And the only thing is we focused locally just because there isn't as many opportunities for the students in the rural towns to get opportunities like this.
Right. Okay. Because Barrie has a population of about 1,241.
Pretty much.
And the smaller towns, I would imagine, less than or around?
There's a couple that are less than and a few that are probably double or maybe even more.
Okay. So the community center would be a place for them to learn different concepts and different workshops and stuff during holidays, I guess, because it's not in placement.
We'd like to start next spring in 2017. Mm-hmm. So this would be more for spring and summer. Mm-hmm. So weekend workshops.
Okay. And the workshops would include different things about science and technology, engineering,
arts, mathematics. It's STEAM.
Okay.
That's the subjects that we like to focus in on.
Okay.
But in the end, if I see that the kids who are the most keen, if there's something that they really want to veer towards, that we're open to that. Honestly, we want to keep this organic. Mm-hmm. And I would never want to say we're only doing this. And then the kids come in here. And it's like when I work in the classroom, you know, you can say, okay, we're doing this and we're going to do it this way. And then the students walk in and you realize, whoa, no, that's not going to work.
I should mention, too, that you've been in the teaching field for 16 years.
Yes, I can't believe it.
All different age groups and classes?
Yes, I have. Actually, I've taught from kindergarten to grade 11.
Okay.
And I've taught in the mainstream classroom as well as in special education.
Amazing. So you have a lot of experience with this age group.
Yes.
Now, so you want to start, your plan is to start in the spring of 2017.
Yes.
And how do you get there? What are you going to do to change the church into a community center? Because I know you've put in a budget for your proposal, too.
Okay. Yep, we have $100,000 that we're going for.
Okay.
And part of that would include a donation to the church. And if you want to take a look, the budget's on the website. Mm-hmm. It's all itemized. But we're thinking about $25,000 towards the church. Mm-hmm. And then we've created a five-year plan. So to set aside money to help with, well, if we're going to use the facility, there's hydro, insurance, and you know, things like this that we have to take care of. But the rest of the $70,000 is for supplies and things that we need to work with the kids.
Okay. Now, have you had any feedback from the community? Is this something that the community of Barrie and the other towns are interested in? Or?
Yes, very much so. We've gotten a lot of support from local principals.
Okay.
And who've been comfortable with having the contest flyers go home with the kids. Mm-hmm. So I do recommend that everyone check book bags. because sometimes they get those contest flyers end up way down deep in the bottom of there. So we've sent that information out. And actually, last night I was speaking on the phone with quite a few of parents. And as soon as they heard about the makerspaces, because these are parents, some of them I've taught their kids. So I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge. I know what these kids are like. And I can say, like, I've worked more closer to Sherbrooke. I've worked out in the rural towns. And these kids are amazing. Just like I said, with our motto, my town may be small, but my potential is a metropolis.
I love that motto.
And that's why we call it metropolis, because it's about that local kid. It could be living in Sawyerville. It could be living in Barrie. That's your hometown, and you love it. I love living out in Barrie. I grew up in Vancouver.
Okay.
So I'm a city girl through and through. But you come to the small town, there's just something about it's laid back, it's relaxed, and you can create the life that you want for your family. And I love that. Good. And I love that we have a chance through the CST Inspired Learning Project to get to still live out in the country, but have a chance to win the opportunity to try something that's a lot more urban. So our kids get the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Now the website, could you give us the address to the website?
Yeah, it's thelearningproject.cst.org/ideas/1013.
Okay. Now you can go there and you can vote every day. Is it one vote per person?
Well, you can vote every day. Right. And what happens is when you go in to vote through your email, you register in, and it will ask you, vote through Twitter, vote through Facebook.
Okay.
So people could actually vote three times a day. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I won't lie. That's what I'm doing. And the first time you go in there, it takes about 3 to 4 minutes just to get set up and go back, check your email, click the link. And then after that, literally people are just rolling out of bed, grabbing their cell phones, clicking, going in, put in your password. It takes 2 minutes.
Okay, so that's once a day for everybody. It's not a lot of work, and it's a fantastic project.
And the thing is, I did this last year. I entered the CST competition last year for our classroom, and we called it Aha, Now I Get It. And it was thanks to people voting in every day. Now, last year, you had to get into the top 20. So we had about 80 to 100 votes coming in every day. And we were able to keep ourselves in the top 20. And that meant the judges would look at our idea.
Right.
Completely just look at the idea, not look at the voting. And we were given $10,000 last year.
That's amazing.
And so this year, our students that we have from last year are using the camera equipment, the Final Cut Pro, all of these things from the money that we received last year. We're working on a film right now to get ready for Learn Quebec that we're collaborating with on this. And so they know it's something real, it's tangible. And the thing is, if you get us up there, get us up there, not in the top 20 this time, it's the top 10. So that means not 80 or 100 votes. We're talking 200 or higher a day.
Right.
But if we get into that top 10, the judges will look at us. And then fair is fair. They're going to look at the proposal. And if they like it, $100,000 towards the community.
Good. That's amazing. Have you thought about what happens if you don't get in the top 10? Are you still going ahead with the project in some way?
Well, I would like to, definitely. We are still going to continue raising money for the community center. We have a yard sale coming up the weekend of Victoria Day weekend. And we're having that on the Friday and the Saturday of that weekend. We are also doing, we're supposed to be doing Canada Day activities in Barrie. On, I think, July 2nd. And we also have a turkey supper coming up in the fall. So no matter what, we're going to be kept busy. Honestly, I think even if we win the $100,000, they are going to be expecting me to sell sandwiches at Canada Day.
Well, that sounds great. So lots of fundraisers, lots of chances for people to help the voting as well as the fundraisers, and it's a wonderful community project.
It is. We're very lucky. We have a good committee, and but also too we have some wonderful people and kids that we want to bring into the community, into the community center.
Right, and you're responsible for spearheading the project, so that's amazing.
Oh, I love it. Honestly, it's been such a pleasure, and it's been wonderful getting to talk to all the parents and local folks and that, mm-hmm. and seeing them excited about the project and letting us know. I'm going to phone in, and I'm going to call my mom, and I'm going to call my sister in Ontario and get her to Facebook for us. And
that's amazing, and it's turning the church into something beneficial, a community organization.
Very much so, yeah.
Right. Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we go?
The thing I want to say is that every one of your votes counts. And I know people are sitting at home and listening, or maybe they're driving in the car. Honestly, if you stopped right now, pulled over, grabbed your phone, and gave us a vote, if everybody did that that was listening right now, imagine we would have those 200 votes that we need to get us up into the top 10.
That would be amazing.
Such a absolutely.
Great project. Such a community-based project.
And everyone sitting there next to their laptops right now, 3 or 4 minutes, you could give us exactly what we need to make it. And that's the thing. There's a company out there offering a total of $250,000 mm-hmm. to people. And speaking as somebody who was given money last year, it is real and it is possible and it can be done just by voting.
Okay, so it's definitely not a scam.
Oh my goodness,
no. You're living proof of that,
I can
right?
guarantee you I have the equipment, I have the mm-hmm. resources that were purchased from the money from last year.
Right.
This is very real. That's why I'm so passionate about this, because really it's the community that will actually really get to do something viable and help out.
It sounds like an amazing project and definitely something for the young people, and that's great. Well, thanks very much, Akesh, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Bye.